Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Two debates were held last night, less than 2 weeks until the midterm elections. In Pennsylvania's Senate race for a seat that could determine who controls the chamber next year, Democrat John Fetterman struggled at times to explain his positions and spoke haltingly in a debate against Republican challenger Mehmet Oz. Fetterman addressed the stroke he suffered 5 months ago, saying it knocked him down, but that he's, quote, going to keep coming back up. Oz focused on Fetterman's policies on immigration and crime and his support for President Biden. Meanwhile, last night in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul met her challenger, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, for the only debate of a campaign that polls show has become more competitive than expected. And Piers Martin Costi has more.
Lee Zeldin is a congressman from Long Island who voted against certifying President Biden's election, and he's been gaining ground on the Democratic incumbent by talking about what he calls New York's crime emergency. He blames Democratic policies reducing the number of people in jails and prison, policies he's promised to reverse or modify. Last night, Governor Hochul pushed back.
First of all, you can either work on keeping people scared or you can focus on keeping them safe.
Hochul emphasized her announcement last week of a plan for more cameras as well as more police on overtime on the New York City subway, following a number of high-profile attacks on trains and platforms. Martin Costi, NPR News, New York.
Police in Missouri say the gunman who attacked his former high school in St. Louis this week was armed with a rifle and more than 600 rounds of ammunition. A 15-year-old student and a teacher were killed in the attack. 7 others were wounded. Police shot and killed the gunman, 19-year-old Orlando Harris. Kate Krumke with St. Louis Public Radio has more.
Students who lost a teacher and a classmate won't have class for the rest of this week. Starting next week, school will be virtual for both Central Visual and Performing Arts High School and Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience, which share a campus. St. Louis Public School Superintendent Calvin Adams says district leaders are still trying to figure out what the rest of the timeline will look like.
Obviously, with the kind of things that happen in that building, we need to make sure that building is ready to receive students and staff.
He says it could be weeks or months before the school is ready for students again. For NPR News, I'm Kate Grumke in St. Louis.
Israel is intensifying its campaign against new Palestinian militant group in the occupied West Bank that's been opening fire at Israeli military positions in the West Bank. Israel accuses the group of killing a soldier, and Palestinian officials say at least 5 people died and 24 have been injured. Meanwhile, Israeli President Isaac Herzog is expected to visit the White House today.
In the face of those who would jeopardize our security and destabilize our world, we must stand firm, hand in hand.
The two will discuss challenges, including normalizing relations with the Arab world. This is NPR. The UN refugee agency UNHCR is urging Malaysian authorities to stop forcibly deporting asylum seekers from Myanmar back to their country, putting their lives at risk. Lisa Schlein reports Malaysia reportedly has sent back more than 2,000 Myanmar refugees since April.
In the last 2 months, there's been an upsurge in forced returns of Myanmar nationals from Malaysia. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu says this is concerning as it exposes them to harm and danger.
The situation in Myanmar is forcing people to flee to seek safety within the country and across borders. We actually don't have information on what happens to these deportees once they arrive, and that's why we continue to urge that they are not sent to Myanmar against their will.
Mantu says forcibly deporting people in need of protection is a violation of international law. A recent UN report accuses Myanmar of imprisoning thousands of people and subjecting them to physical abuse and torture. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Clorox is recalling its scented multi-surface and all-purpose cleaners because they could contain bacteria that may cause serious illness in those with compromised immune systems. The recall doesn't include its iconic original pine-scented Pine Sol, the only product that is registered as a disinfectant. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the recalled cleaners may contain bacteria found widely in soil and water. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.